I mean, let's take the VO2 max. Dr. Carpenter, you were talking a little bit ago, you know, with the VO2 max. I work with three different very elite training facilities in Arizona, in their clinics there. I do all of their nutrition work. And every athlete that comes in, one of the very first things we do is we do a VO2 max on that or those athletes before camp or before training or whatever else. And part of our goal is to improve that VO2 max, because all athletes, well, in fact, everybody would agree, if we can improve the oxygenation of our tissue sites, we are going to have more energy. We're going to have a better growth factor potential. We are going to have not only better speed, but a longevity of speed, which we refer to as endurance. Well, we know that it's undisputed that the alkaline water will have a higher hydroxyl count in there, and those hydroxyl ions are utilized to create oxygen. So we have been able to watch with that VO2 max test that the athletes drinking the alkaline water, meaning a higher pH water than all the bottled waters and sports drinks and other things that they're used to drinking, we can improve that VO2 max quite significantly in a short period of time. Many or most athletes will often complain about, man, I hit the wall, I hit a plateau. More often than not, that hitting a wall when you're out there running, whether it's sprinting or long distance, is a deprivation of oxygen. So here again, if we can improve that, which we've been able to prove that we can, we have now improved that athlete's performing ability. And in addition to that, we offer all the other aspects to improve bigger, faster, stronger. It's a simple combination, and it's truly amazed me and the athletes that I work with.
Well said. You know, we talked about that ventilatory threshold earlier, and that really is the third big bane of an athlete. And just to put what you said in perspective a little bit, Shan, in talking to world-class doctors working with world-class athletes, there's a pretty much an agreement that the difference of 2% in ventilatory threshold is a difference in a major event like the Tour de France, for example, of first place and 50th place. 2% is not that big of a percentage, but it puts in perspective just how important what you're talking about really is. So it, you know, knowing that this water is helping us increase that whole ventilatory threshold, it's helping us get rid of metabolic acids faster, it's keeping us hydrated, all of a sudden we start to see all of these things come together and really improve performance. And as you pointed out, Shan, every athlete wants to be bigger, stronger, faster, and better looking. We're working on that part. Wade, what would you add to that?
Well, it's funny because you started to stack things on top of the water, and those who know me, I've been in the health and wellness field and the sports performance field virtually my whole life, and like Shan, we do a number of other things with enzymes and minerals and probiotics and herbs and these sort of things in order to enhance the performance. All of these products require a delivery system. Every single one of them requires a delivery system. So the other thing I want to add to one of the reasons why I did so well with my performances is I had stacked a lot of these things in my favor over the years that I had been working to amplify my results. When I put the water in, well, it was like a turbocharge, because now, you know, if you look at the PDR, the Physician's Desk Reference Guides on, say, a green foods or whatever, it'll say it has a 3% to 20% absorption rate or whatever the number is for that particular nutrient. And largely because of the medium or the digestive capacity of the individual. Now, when I put my minerals or my enzymes or my things inside this water and put that inside my system, guess what? I get a higher percentage of those particular nutrients into the cell. Therefore, I get better cellular efficiency. Therefore, I get better absorption. So not only am I amplifying it from just a water perspective, but it's amplifying everything else I do. So going back to the consumer, looking at, say, I'm an athlete, how do I use this? Well, what are you doing now, and how would you like to improve every single thing that you're doing on that list? And this is the other thing I always encourage. Find yourself a professional like Shan. Get tested. Find out what you're doing. Do those things and add the water with it. You're going to get a max, like a multi-time event. So it's not just one thing, two things, three things. You're getting all three instead of added together. You're getting multiplied by the water. And then doing this over the long term, I think in the next 2 to 3 years, you're not only going to see this as the staple of every single athletic program, you're also going to see a whole different level of performance and what I feel is a health-based performance model for athletics. Because right now, it's about whatever it takes for me to finish, and you know, we'll deal with the damage later. But now we've got, you know, we're talking professional athletes, for example, they have very short careers. Those careers are starting to shorten up. You know, NFL players are down below 4 years. They have a very small window of opportunity to make a lot of money. They develop a lifestyle at a certain level, and they can't keep up with it now. I think we can extend that window for those people and also maybe get more people into those ranks who got broken down in college, who got broken down in little league school and all those things, because we're taking care of the body, what it needs. So it's not performance at all costs.
And if I could add to that, I love what you're saying and agree 100%, Wade.